Welcome to Cassandra Explains It All, a podcast where we take a magnifying glass to all of our treasures from the past. Okay, perfect. Okay, today I have a guest, of course, Lyndon, friend of the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I think that I found you through Big Orange Couch.
Right. I've been on there a few times.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And what episodes?
Oh, man. I've been on the Christmas episode, that one.
Oh, yes. I was on the
Christmas episode. I think the first episode I did was the My Brother and Me.
Oh, episode. Yes. That's right. That was such a good episode.
That's the one a lot of people actually messaged me on that episode, which was really, I was not expecting, you know, because My Brother and Me is not a show that everybody just loves like that, you know. It was,
yeah,
I mean, for me it was everything, you know, even though it was very short-lived. But
I never even watched it, but after I listened to you talk about it on Big Orange Couch, I went and watched an episode of it on one of Brett Wilson's watch parties.
I think I was on Brett's watch party once. I remember one time you showing the Kendall Gill episode, which is one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, that's a good episode.
They also got me on the podcast because I told him I never seen 15 before. So
what did you think of it?
Did you listen to that episode?
I don't think so. If it was the most recent one, I don't think I have. I know that Brett did the episode art for it, but I don't think, yeah, I've listened to it yet.
I want to say we filmed it and film audio, man, 2 months ago, maybe 2 months ago.
What do you think of that show?
Oh, it was, I'll probably never watch it again. I mean, it was just not, what? It was a waste of my time, basically. I mean, it was
amazing. So like me and Brett, or we happened to be hanging out that day, like the day before he had to do the episode art for that show and for that episode. He's like, oh yeah, I got to watch this show 15. I'm like, oh, I haven't seen it, but I've heard Big Orange Couch episodes like of them covering it. So he's like, well, let's just binge a couple episodes. Or no, he's like, let's just watch the episode on Amazon. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's how I watched them while it was on Amazon.
We went to watch one episode and ended up watching like the whole series or the whole season.
No, that's torture.
It's so boring. It's good. You just weren't on it. Like, it's like, haven't you ever watched 15 on Weed Man?
No, I haven't. I feel like I would have to do like black tar heroin to watch that show. Weed is not going to do it. That's not going to do it. I need something stronger than that.
Thank you. So.
So man. I only watched that one episode they wanted me to watch though. But I did watch, I think, two before, because they covered two before. So I just wanted to, you know, catch up with them. And I'll probably never watch it again. You got kids, alcoholic. Where's the adults? There's no adults. You need to listen. If you haven't watched the episode with me watching 15 with them, you need to watch it. Listen to it.
I'm going
You need to go back and listen to it.
I'm going to listen to it tomorrow. That's amazing. Or maybe tonight. I always listen to a Big Orange Couch episode before bed. So today we are doing Bug Juice. This is Disney Channel original series that premiered February 28th, 1998. The series focuses around 20 kids and their experiences at summer camp. Together, the kids work hard to excel in their activities and become friends. The phrase bug juice is a camping term stemming from a very sweet juice drink made from like Kool-Aid, different powdered mixes, often served at summer camp and having bugs in it. It's called bug juice. So, and it aired on Disney Channel, you know, for one season, and then they did two more like subsequent series of it on Disney, but I didn't watch either one of those, to be honest.
That juice recipe sounds very COVID friendly.
Yeah. Do you have any, well, first off, what do you remember about this show?
I do remember it being the summertime, and at that point I was huge, and I still am, you know. TV and movies is everything to me, and it still pretty much is for the most part, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, and I know, if you're a big TV person, which I know you are, summertime, you're not gonna get your shows like that in the summer.
Yeah.
You're just not, you know. So, and at the time, I never had Disney Channel. You know, I remember Disney Channel. I don't know how old you are.
86, I was born.
God, you look, I was going to guess 87, but hey, you know, I'm just playing. Oh, so we're pretty much, when's your birthday?
August 19th.
That's hilarious.
When's your birthday?
August.
Oh, really? What day?
Yeah, 24th.
Oh, that's cool. Damn. Are you, so you're still a Leo, right? You're not a Virgo?
I am a Virgo.
Okay. Oh, you're a Virgo.
Yeah.
Damn, my daughter's a Virgo too.
I was born in 85 though.
Oh, okay.
So we're a year apart.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, when I know when it comes to TV in the summertime, especially, I think we were like, what, 12, 13 when this first came out or something like that. You know, the TV's trash. You know, they don't have anything good that comes on TV. I remember Nick at Night used to do this thing. Do you remember when Nick at Night for the summer, they did the block party thing?
Yes.
And they did Nick at Night. They did it every summer because there's no use getting ratings or anything like that because everybody's on vacation doing something. So Monday night, you'll just have, you know, all of Dick Van Dyke. Then on Tuesday, it'd be all of I Love Lucy for like 7 episodes. You know, Wednesday, you know, they did all of that stuff. So, yep, there it is right there. Wow, did I got Lucy right on Tuesday. That's really sad that I got that right. I'm really ashamed of myself that I even...
Damn, dude. You've got skills.
No, that's just sad. There's nothing to be... Yeah, so I remember the... Yeah, look, 99 too. Yeah,
that was good audio. Oh, they all have terrible audio because they're.
Yeah, no, they're all dubbed from like VHS's probably and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're all bad.
So I guess the around 97, 98, 99, it was around the Bug Juice time when they were doing the Nick at Night, Black Party. That's, I mean, according to YouTube.
Yeah.
So when I seen that, Disney Channel was going to do something, I was stoked because, you know, I was young, you know, I knew Real World, you know, all did it. We all knew Real World at, you know,
I was like 94, 92.
The first World World?
Yeah, it was at 92.
I think the first one was like 92 or 93.
Okay. Must have been 92 then. Okay.
Yeah, it was, I know it was New York, I believe.
Okay.
I didn't know till recently I was watching something in the Real World that they had a Real World cast before New York that they just didn't go with. And they filmed episodes and everything. I had no idea.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. So anyway,
this was like Real World for kids.
Exactly. And Real World was cool, right? When we were younger,
yeah.
You know, 12, 13. But I mean, how much could you really relate and know what's going on? You really couldn't relate much,
especially with those early seasons when they're really talking about like HIV and racism, and it's like shit, exactly. It's just way over your head.
I mean of course when you get older, you realize how great the episodes are, how much they were needed.
Yeah.
And you see all the people, what they do now, and you know, they're everything. But, you know, when you're a kid, you know, you just, kids are like, their minds are like, you know, they're like, their minds are closed-minded when you're a kid. You only watch stuff you relate to. That's just how it is. You know, not a lot of kids are very open-minded to just do this and do that and be open to adult stuff like that. So once a kid finds something they relate to, they latch on, you know, a la TGIF, you know.
Yes.
That's why Nickelodeon was so good, is because adults always had everything, right? You always wanted to do adult stuff. You always wanted to, oh, I can't wait to drive. I can't wait to be able to take myself here. I can't wait to have my house and blah, blah, blah. Same thing with the Real World. Wow, adults have their own Real World show now. Now they have all this to themselves now. So anytime something like Nickelodeon comes on, TGIF, Bug Juice, you feel as a kid, as a young adult, I got something for me.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like in Nickelodeon land during the summer, it was a lot of game shows and like Wild and Crazy Kids.
Hella repeats.
Yeah, so many repeats. And you were just like hoping that SNCC was going to bring you a new Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Which they never really did. But, you know, and like I said, even as a kid, I understood that because it was summer.
So, yeah, season one, episode one is them, you know, coming to camp. I like it because we get like a whole bunch of this is my name. And
I think we should just go with just number one, get it over.
But the only thing is, like, while they're talking, there's a lot of freaking loud background music.
From who?
That they edited in. So I don't know. It's okay. We'll go with season one, episode one.
I mean, we can go whatever one you feel like we can go with. I really don't care. We can go with four if you want.
The other one too, but there wasn't that many great audio clips I felt like we could pull, but fuck it. Yeah, let's just go with season one.
I mean, whatever you feel, whatever's best you think for the show, I'll let you pick. I'm okay with whatever. I don't care.
Okay. I think you're right. If you would have said like, oh, I really want to see the one where they go up the mountain, then we would have done that. But no, you're right. We'll just go with this one.
Whatever best for the show, we can go ahead and do it. I really don't care.
Cool. So for Bug Juice super fans who want to watch the series, and people always say, you know, why isn't this on Disney Plus? This is bullshit. It's because it's not owned by Disney. It's actually owned by Evolution USA. So Evolution Media, they're a media group that's who produced it and filmed it.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it sucks. And they have their website's called evolutionusa.com/productions/bugjuice is where you want to go. If you want to find, they only have two episodes available, season one, episode one, and season one, episode four. But they also have a New York Times article about Bug Juice that's several pages long. And that was really cool to check out. So I'll try to link this like when I release this episode. And what else? Yeah, all the episodes for season one are on YouTube, but they're really bad audio quality and really bad visual quality. I will say, as we watch this first episode here, the visual quality is really good. Like, I think you'll be impressed.
Okay.
And
yeah, I actually watched some stuff yesterday, so.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, cool. Well, I'm going to kick it off. I'll play the
as much as I could find on YouTube information. Yeah,
not much. There's really there.
I mean, there's a hell of a lot of the new Bug Juice. I feel like Disney has something to do with that.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like they were like, nah, you're gonna enjoy this 2019 Bug Juice. And
you know how poor Disney is? They can't afford to buy off the rights from this small production company. What are you thinking? Come on.
Well, they can't afford that.
Yeah, come on.
I don't see how they keep their doors open.
It's ridiculous because I don't know who they think is paying for these kids to watch Frozen 500 times on Disney Plus. I am. Me. Not my 5-year-old. Me.
Like, shit, I just paid for Black Widow.
All of the millennials. We're the ones paying for these subscriptions.
I think, did I message you and ask you was Bug Juice on Disney Plus? Because I don't know. Yeah, because I knew it was.
I was like, wait a minute, it's not. And then I was like, oh shit, we can't even find the episodes. What are we going to do?
Yeah, I had, you know, I didn't know how bad we were kind of fucked until I realized. Yeah. I'm really Googling the shit out of this. Bro. And I'm like, oh, I can't find anything. I feel like this is like Shazam or Kazam. Like, I know this show existed.
Did it exist? I don't know, though. Like, I literally found this quality version like 20 minutes before we recorded because I was on YouTube watching it and I saw a comment where somebody was like, why isn't this on Disney? Because it's not owned by Disney. It's owned by this. And they dropped the link. I'm like, yes, doing the Lord's fucking work out here.
That was smart. That was real smart.
Right. I would give them a shout out, but I don't want to dox them. So
you actually found something that helps you in a YouTube comment. That's super rare. That never happens.
So yeah, well, the nostalgia of YouTube is definitely not, I would say, like the dark side of YouTube. It's pretty happy in nostalgia comment land.
Okay.
So all right, I'll play the theme song.
These are the true life adventures of kids at summer camp.
Bug Juice, it doesn't come in a jar. Bug Juice.
That's been stuck in my head for like 25 years. So that's fine. Not that long, but yeah, it's been stuck in my head ever since I've heard it. And I sing it all the time. And my kids are like, what is that? That's dumb. Stop singing it. It's not, what is that? Why are you talking about juice?
Man, it's crazy. Cause when you asked me, what do you want to do? This has popped up. And yeah. I was really trying to think, like, I can't think of anybody that's actually kind of even touched or covered this as an episode to talk about this, you know?
I don't know where the Bug Juice fans are at. I asked multiple people if they wanted to do this, and a lot of them came back with like, no, I didn't really like that show that much, or I don't remember that at all. Oh, I don't think I got an I don't like it, but a lot of I don't remember that, or I'd rather do this. I'm like, where's your love for summer?
Right. Where's your love for summer? And that's when I was, you know, when I was messaging you today, I was like, you know, this episode that we're going to do, it's not just, we're not just talking about Bug Juice, but it's all around just summer as a kid in general.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this, watching this show, you know, it puts you back in that time of when that was, when you were watching and what age you were and how it was to be a kid in the summertime. Cause there's no better feeling than like me in particular, getting off that bus on the last day of school. There is no better feeling.
Yeah.
Than that. I like knowing that you just threw your backpack on the floor and you're not going to see them for like 3 months.
In Florida, it rains every single day at 3 o'clock in the summer.
No better feeling than just throwing that backpack on the floor when you get home, knowing that you're not going to be back in school for 3 months.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And oh my God, like summer camp is a big part of it for me. I always went to summer camp, not an 8-week summer camp like this, that cost $10,000 for the summer, but I would go for a week at a time. And then when I was in high school, I would go for longer periods of time because I was like a senior high leadership. And so you were like part, like kind of almost a counselor, you know, so you could go for cheaper and go longer for the whole summer, which was really cool. And I don't know, did you ever get to go to camp when you were a kid?
Yes. And it's a funny story because it wasn't a summer camp. I'm from a small town, so we didn't really have, I'm from a small town, like 2 hours from Houston.
Okay.
I live in Houston now, but I remember my mom, I was in middle school, I think, or sixth grade, I think, something like that. And I remember my mom telling me, you're going to go to camp. And I mean, I was like, I'm not going to camp. I'm not going to camp.
That's so sweet.
I really just wanted to just stay home, you know, watch movies, you know, relax.
Bask in the glory of summer. Like yeah. Nothing, and a lot of eating lot cereal. Of,
and a lot of people don't realize, you know, I'm a Virgo, so I literally can just be at home and I would be okay with that. Mm-hmm. And just, and I will find something to do or occupy myself. I'm not one of those people that's like, man, I gotta go out. I gotta go do something. I don't have to go out. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, young me was like forming lifelong deep relationships with everybody I met at camp, you know, and then forgetting them as soon as I left.
But what I was going to say is I didn't want to go to camp, but my mom made me. She already paid for it. I didn't even know she paid for it.
Aww.
So it was pretty much a day camp. So it's basically I get there, you know, like 7:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock, and she'll come pick me up, I guess, after work, like around like 5. So it'd be like an 8 to 5 thing. But let me tell you, it was one of the best.
You're traumatized from your mom having to go to work.
Yeah, so I would just beat her. And it's funny because there were people at the house. There was people at the house, so I could have stayed at home if I wanted to. It wasn't like she did it so somebody can watch me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there were people at the house.
Oh, your poor mom. You gave her shit.
But I didn't want to go. You know, I just didn't want to go. I didn't, you know, want to be. But I tell you, it was one of the best decisions she's ever made in her life. Because I had so much fun at camp every day in the summer.
Aww.
And it was, I swear, it was one of those things, like, I don't want to go to camp. It reminds me of Caitlin. I don't know if you remember Caitlin.
Yes.
We'll talk about Caitlin later because I ended up watching some stuff on her and reading some stuff on her later. But
yeah,
I was like,
Caitlin.
I was like her. I was like, I don't want to be here, you know? And come to find out, man, I had so much fun. I met so many new friends. I met some people that end up going to my school. I mean, you know, you don't expect people to actually you see or go to your school in the next year, you know? But I seen some people like from camp that actually goes to my school now. And it was really cool.
That's really crazy. Yeah.
I met some really cool people. I mean, the really fun thing about it, we had like a big calendar, and on the calendar, you can see like what activities and what we're going to do. And it'd be like, thinking back on it, we didn't do nothing crazy. We took a lot of road trips to stuff, but we did stuff like, popsicle stick birdhouses. We made candles, you know, stuff like little stuff like that.
Dude, I love those day camps. They like take you to the movies too.
Yeah. We went to the movies. I remember they took us to see, the Secret Garden. I remember going to see the Secret Garden.
Lucky bitch. That's awesome, dude. That's so much fun.
One of the weirdest movies as a kid you ever watched.
What? I watched that movie until did not work anymore.
You know, they have a remake, right?
Really? Is it any good?
I don't know. I never seen it, but they have a remake.
I'm going to watch it.
They have a recent remake. Yeah, that and like Fern Gully. I think they took us to see Fern Gully too or something like that.
That's so much fun. Yeah, I remember going to like the movies for day camps. I love that.
Back when movies were like $3, $3, $4
to go see. We had a dollar theater where the AC didn't work.
Oh. Yeah. All the seats were on the floor. Yeah. There's no stadium seating here.
No. We don't have stadium seating here either. Oh yeah, but I feel like if you didn't get to go to summer camp as a kid, this show could definitely feel like you got transported to summer camp. Like, it was so cool in that regard. But when, like, as an adult watching this, I'm jealous of these kids. They're literally millionaires. Like, these are the children of millionaires. These houses are insane. I forgot about this whole opening montage in episode one where they, like, do a panoramic view of these kids' houses, and they're just mansions.
They had aerial views before views was a big thing.
Yeah. Really before interesting.
Because now you can just get the thing that goes over your house or whatever. What's that people get?
A drone.
Yeah. People could just do it on a drone now, but they were doing these shots like it was nothing.
And also a lot of diversity on this cast. So like
a lot of diversity.
So many people of color.
Every race, every background.
Every body type.
It was good to see. And it was one of those things that as a kid, you didn't know you actually needed to see that though. You know, because you're so used to what you see every day and what you see on TV. But when you first saw this show and something like this, you know, something clicked in your brain like, wow, this is actually something I do need to watch. And this is something that kind of hits home because I know half these people, but, you know, not them personally, but, you know, somebody like them. Mm-hmm. And what I really like is, man, they really capture the innocence of kids, you know. They really capture like the innocence.
They do, but like there are a couple instances, like when Keisha, she arrives at the cabin, she's like so uncomfortable. Here, I'm just gonna play a little bit of Keisha. I really like her. As I started watching the episodes, I was like, I remembered every single character, every moment, every plot line. Like this really stuck in my brain.
Any of you the counselor? Nice to meet you.
I'm used to a lot of times when girls first come into a cabin, they're really quiet, they sit around, they're shy.
I'm Jenny.
You don't like dogs?
Oh, are you? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
When I first came, I was so scared of that dog. But Geffen, he's a nice dog. It just sat right under my bed. And now I'm not scared of it.
I'm Allison, and I'm 14 years old, and I live in Newton, Massachusetts.
Okay, I don't know where Keisha went, but that was Zara, and Allison. So a lot of them are from New England. Like a lot of them are from Maine or Massachusetts, I noticed. Interesting. So there's the Boys Grove and the Girls Grove. Let me see if I can just get a quick breakdown of. So
she kind of looks like the girl from Dawson's Creek.
Thank you. I thought that too. Yeah, she looks a lot like Katie Holmes. And there's two groups. So like, there's a boys group that we're following, and the girls group. We've got Rhett as one of the guy counselors, and Morgan, and then there's Luna and Annie. Those are the ones I remember. And then we've got the boys from Grove 4 are Andrew, Asa, Connor, Everett, Andy, Hassan, and John, Jason, and Malik. A couple of them like are interchangeable though as it goes on to the second like part of the summer. And then the girls are Allison, Caitlin, Lauren, Martha, Megan, Lakeisha, Zara, and Stephanie. Stephanie is wild, and Sarah. So a lot of fighting over boys. I vividly remember like that dance to and all the drama over like it's either Connor, I think it's Connor, that they're like fighting over at the dance.
It's crazy because they think they know love at that age too.
Yeah, it's super intense. Like they're all really serious about everything.
And big fire. I love that.
The most difficult part about the job is to be in a position of authority, but also have the girls think I'm a neat person.
I wonder how much they're getting paid, these counselors.
Ooh, the counselors? I mean, probably nothing.
Yeah, or, but like, it's close like to the Ivy League of camps. Like, we didn't get paid anything, but I went to like a Christian like church that camp.
That doesn't mean anything. The richer they are, probably the less money you might actually get, you know?
Really?
They might tell them they put it on their college application or help them out like that, or creditors or something like that. But I mean, they might be getting some money, but I don't think it's a lot though.
Dang. Wow. Okay.
Especially think about it, especially in 1998, 1999. Think about that wage. Them taking it as a camp counselor. I mean, you know, like, wasn't.
Some of these camp directors, they got to be making like $1,000, right? A month at least, maybe.
In 1998?
They're charging all these kids like $10,000 a session.
You think rich people care about how much they charge?
It's just mind blowing. I really want to know. That's my question, is like, how much are these counselors getting paid? And if they are, how much are they getting paid? That's the juice I need. The tea.
That's the bug juice. That's the bug tea.
Exactly. It's bug the bug tea. Juice I need.
Exactly. That's the off brand version.
Yep.
It's the British version of Bug Juice's Bug Tea.
Yeah, man. I don't know what it is about this show, but I just got like so invested in these characters.
It's relatable.
Yeah.
Relatable. I was definitely invested too. Like I said before, for me, Disney was a premium channel for me when I was growing up. It wasn't on cable. So when it first came on cable, this is one of the first shows that you know, that came on as an actual show. It wasn't a lot of reality shows like that, or Disney didn't have many or any original shows like that, you know?
Yeah, nothing like live action outdoor like Nickelodeon kind of had.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I wasn't a huge, to be honest with you, I wasn't a huge Disney original fan. So
there was
really no, I think maybe even Steven.
What's that supposed to mean? Like,
I just like Nickelodeon more. Disney had amazing movies, but when it came to the original shows, like That's So Raven was cool. Even Stevens was cool, but when it came to like just beating Nickelodeon with original shows, they were bottom tier to everybody, even ABC.
What about the DCOMs? Like, does that go through the Disney Channel original movies as well, or just the shows?
You said the DCOMs?
DCOMs, yeah, like Disney Channel original movies, like like Luck of the Irish and Smart House. I mean, and those.
Well, you know what? I guess that's one thing that they definitely do beat Nickelodeon on, but Nickelodeon never tried to make any movies except for Harriet the Spy. But I mean,
yeah, and that was a good movie. Like, what the fuck, Nickelodeon?
It was all a good right. movie. I follow Michelle Trachtenberg, and she I follow Michelle Trachtenberg, and apparently it was an anniversary not too long ago
of Harriet the Spy. Oh, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here, back in the cabin, the boys' cabin, they do what's like a huddle up every night. I'm going to play that scene. These counselors, it's funny to like look back now. They're being so serious. I love it.
Yeah! These things are called huddle ups, okay? Basically what it is, it's just like a cool down point before you guys go to bed. We don't always have to talk. We don't always have to get real deep or anything like that. But it's just kind of like a chill out type thing. But there will be certain nights that we're really gonna have to have it out. Talk about the things that are going on in the bunk. You guys are gonna get to kind of do your own thing, make your own rules. But you guys are old enough now where you can kind of take care of yourselves. You don't want me and Morgan sitting over you telling when you what you can and can't do.
I wanna have fun with you guys.
Exactly, that's all we're here for. There's 11 of us in like a 20 by 20 space. And I refuse to let pet peeves get in the way of our relationships, honestly. You got a pet peeve, Connor?
No.
Yeah, it's yours.
I have one.
What's yours?
I don't think it's appropriate.
What is it?
We use the bathroom. Lift the seat up.
Dude, that's very that's legit. That's totally legit.
I'm all over that.
And we remain in our cabin from curfew.
Did he say put the seat up?
I don't know, but like
that
the
is,
way
that these, is confusing.
These counselors just try to be so dead ass serious and like so and cool.
And another thing, I'm laughing at the beginning because it's like, is this a huddle up or an AA meeting? Because
right?
That's exactly that's what it felt like, you know.
It does. It's got strong AA vibes. Like
it got strong intervention vibes.
Yeah. Meanwhile. It's like, oh, go ahead.
Tyler, I think you're here for summer camp, but in all actuality, you're not. We're all here because we love you.
Right. Seriously. Just like Ben Stiller comes in. It's like, I'm going to transform this camp.
Oh, what was that, fat camp? No, that was heavyweights. Yeah, heavyweights.
Yeah, so meanwhile, over in the girls' cabin, they're also doing like their nightly huddle up and deciding kind of like the rules and setting the tone for the summer.
And are there any other rules that you guys want to write down? Here's your chance to write it down now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, don't be clicky.
Together.
Okay, don't be clicky.
So but this time you want to write down as a rule, don't be clicky. Do you agree?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So we can.
But this time you guys, we have to follow it because I remember last year
like, we did not follow it at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like really bad, like on my behalf.
And if you have like friends, I think that's an awesome rule.
And I think it would be so awesome if all of us as a cabin and all of us as the whole hill just rocked as girls.
I have totally worked at camps for many, many years, and I've never seen something like this.
Yeah, but you know what? Some people who say that are total traitors. I mean, like the Spice Girls, it's all about like girl powers.
Awesome.
This is a prime example of men versus women so easily. They cut to the boys' huddle. It was like the quietest, most simplest, hey man, just lead a seat up and we all good in here,
right?
you cut to the women's room, it's like just total chaos in there.
Yeah, they're all talking over each other, like
I mean, as a woman, right, you look back at this, could you have went in that room with all the like with 13 girls and one? I mean, do you see the chaos going? Could you have done
me to do that? That's what I'm saying. Like, how much? That's a full time job. Like,
okay, could you have done it as a counselor? And could you have done this as a 13-year-old?
As a 13-year-old, I would have loved this.
Okay.
But as an adult, this is literally my worst nightmare. Like, I'd love to be like a camp director or something where you live, right, you know, on the property, but not dealing with but man, just having to wrangle just. I was a camp counselor before, and having to keep track of like middle school kids is honestly terrible. I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
Middle school kids are the worst. Mm-hmm. They're the absolute worst. They're worse than high schoolers.
especially, yeah, these are like Ivy League brats too, so I'm sure that they're terrible. And I'm just saying, but yeah, there's a lot of drama unfolds throughout the season, a lot of memorable moments. Just all in all, I wish that I could find, oh, I want to play a little bit of Caitlin talking. Hold on. So yeah, they go around in a circle and like they each say a little bit about themselves. So I'm going to play that just so I'm going to get a little bit of good audio from it.
How many things did you have to say about yourself? So we're going to go around in a circle. Okay, I don't have to say anything about myself. So I'll start. My name is Annie and this is my first year at camp and I'm really excited about our cabin.
Okay, my name is Megan and this is my first year at Wadiata. I live in Manhattan. I love lox on bagels.
I'm Stephanie. This is my third year here. I like to water ski. I like to canoe. And
my name is Keisha.
And I have a lot of family because I'm adopted. And I always seem to get in trouble.
My name is Caitlin.
Okay, my turn. My name is Jenny. I'm a doofus. An idiot.
I'm really guy crazy.
Oh, you little freak.
No kidding.
I like Leah's brother.
Hassan. I think he is the most gorgeous guy I've ever met.
You gotta fight.
She goes, we gotta fight.
Man, that is hilarious.
Oh my god, she's so funny.
Was Caitlin wearing a whole shirt?
Yeah, isn't that wild? Caitlin's awesome.
She's like 12 years old wearing a whole shirt.
12 going on 30. When she calls her mom, she's like, this is unacceptable. You told me I would be here for 2 weeks, and if I didn't like it, I was to return home. And what do you expect me to do here, mother? Oh my god, it's awesome. Wow. Yeah,
at least some of these girls know who they are already. I mean, it seems like, which is, you know, one already admit that she's boy crazy and she's this and she's that. So, I mean,
yeah, it's a fun season. I wish I could watch the whole thing. If anybody out there has the files of it from Torrent, you know, getting them somehow, just send them to me, please. I really want to watch the whole season.
Yeah, it'd be a great binge watch. I'll tell you that.
Right. There's a video on YouTube that's like from 2008 and it's an update on where all of them ended up.
I watched the season one.
Yeah.
It's a weird, I watched it the other night or last night actually.
Yeah.
And it was so weird because it was the video. It's so weird because it's damn near like a memorial video. I was like, did these people die? Are they still alive?
They all died. Because
that's what if you watched the video, if you go on YouTube and you type in Bug Juice, where are they now? You'll see one from like 2008 or 2009, and it'll say season one. I think they have a season three also. I didn't watch season three one, but I watched the season one. If you watch the season one, it looks like a damn memorial. It looks like when you watch the Grammys and some of the people that die in the past year in memory of.
Yeah, and it's to I Believe I Can Fly.
Yes.
Awesome. It's fucking amazing.
If you haven't watched this video, go to YouTube right now and watch it. And the really funny part about this video is the end of it. So if you're editing videos and you don't know what happened to these people, you're probably just not going to put them in the video because you don't have information on them. Mm-hmm. Not this person. No, not me. What I'm going to do, I'm still going to put them in the video. And I'm not going to tell you shit about them because I don't know, but I'm going to put them in a video.
Unknown.
You know what's really, yeah, all he did was just put, you know what's really funny about the video? Because we both kind of do this, right? So when you're watching the video, right? Because we both do this, so I Believe I Can Fly is playing.
Mm-hmm.
So the end of the song is coming up. So I know in your head, just like in my head, you're like, okay, this is going to be interesting. Is the video going to cut off? Is it going right. to go to... Is it going to go to another? Nope. Straight to I Believe I Can Fly on repeat. We're going to play it again. We're going to run that back.
Fucking awesome. It's so awesome. And like the.
We're going to run that back right again.
One of the comments on it on the video is like, wow, they all ended up going to Ivy League schools and getting really yes. good careers because they went to camp. And next person under is like, no, stupid, it's not because they went to camp, it's because they're rich. What?
Yeah, they, man, I was reading some of the schools that they were going to. Wow, mm-hmm. they were going to some. And you know what's funny? When you see the picture at first, you tell yourself, oh, he's a lawyer. And you'll come up, he's a legal assistant, he's a mm-hmm. lawyer. It's like, oh, wow. They look like it.
They do. Yeah, they all look happy, healthy, well-adjusted, normal.
Did you read? I read, so I don't know if you want to talk about the whole Caitlin thing now or you want to wait?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I was reading up on Caitlin because another thing, I don't know if we're going to talk about this, but it was another situation when a girl got snatched out from season 3 out of her room and stuff.
I saw that over.
I'm not sure if it was season 3 or season 5 or 6 or whatever, but I was reading up on that too. Situation is crazy. And apparently, I never watched the season, but she was apparently really popular on that season. Everybody liked her, and all of a sudden she just wasn't on episodes anymore.
I think so, it was because like they found a cigarette in her room or something. So let me
tell you what happened. So I was actually, she was on a podcast like last year explaining what happened. This is her side. So this is her side of the story. Her side of the story compared to them is they basically in the middle of the night, of course, they don't run. She said they don't run the cameras at night because of the children. And she said they woke up at night and they started yelling at her. And they grabbed her arm and they drove her to the counselor's cabin. And she slept there that night. And it's because they went through her stuff. And apparently they found a bunch of weed, condoms.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And I think something else. But I was like, man, that's crazy. Because I read a lot of stuff that's saying yeah. that she... I read a lot of stuff saying that she didn't do it, but when I listened to her in the podcast, they asked her about it, and she's like, I didn't do anything wrong. The comments were from a sex, you know, I guess sex education in school or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were just in her backpack, and the weed was not for me. That was from another, I guess, camper. So they called her mom, was like, your daughter's doing drugs. She's up at school having sex with her boyfriend at camp. And she's like 13 years old, you know? And
yeah, that's pretty young to be weird. Riding around with condoms, though.
But she said it was from sex, but you know, who knows? But they did find the drugs in the condoms. But she said the weed wasn't for me. So basically, she wouldn't tell who it was for. So they're thinking the person that she was holding it for was another camper, and they ratted her out. And says she has this in her backpack. And that's how she got kicked out.
Oh, that sucks. Because
apparently a lot of people were jealous of the camera time and all that she was actually having.
Interesting.
Now, I don't know how true this is, any of this. But this is just from her part. Now, in my opinion, I mean, you got to think about this, too. This is probably year 2000, 2001. You know, weed in 99 and 2000, it was not like it is now. It's pretty much everywhere now. But in the 90s, it was reefer. You know what I mean? It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it is now.
She's lucky, you know, she didn't catch a charge.
That's what I was saying. Like in the 90s and in the early 2000s, you go into a camper and find drugs. That was a huge thing back in those days. Especially if you live like upstate or something like that. You really was, you know.
Oh, right. I wonder where that camp was. I know that they didn't do season 2 and 3 at Wazeot, or maybe they didn't do.
I know they did North Carolina and Arizona or New Mexico, something like that. I know they did those two also. But yeah, but the whole point, they said they left bruises on her arm from the counselors and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the only part. I mean, I do believe if she did have that. Oh wow, Dr. Quinn and Medicine Women. That reminds me right of Talladega Nights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I just pulled up the TV lineup for the day that Bug Juice premiered.
Wow. Nice. This is cool. This is real cool.
We had ABC Saturday Night at the Movies. Casper. Aww.
I went to the movies to go see this.
Man.
I remember going to the movies to go see this. What a great movie.
It was a Saturday. Great. Okay. A Saturday. Great. Perfect. Movie. Damn. That's cool. And then, but you could switch off Casper and go to Disney and watch Bug Juice, the very mm-hmm. first episode ever. It's new.
Wow, it was late. It was late too.
Yeah. And or Cops. You could watch Cops on Fox.
I don't remember Bug Juice premiering that late, but I guess it did.
The Late Show with Conan O'Brien.
Which is my favorite show.
Right.
I love Conan.
This isn't a full list. I want like the list. There it is. No, this is too new. The Parenthood. Okay, that's different than Parenthood. I'm like,
I know Parenthood. I know that show.
King of the Hill. Really? Moesha. Clueless. Yeah, Moesha.
In the House. That was a good show, too.
This must have been daytime TV. Mm-hmm. Seinfeld.
Well, Third Rock from the Sun. That's night.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Really? Why was Clueless playing at night, the show, the TV show? I feel like that was strictly after school. This is rocking my world.
I honestly don't even remember watching it.
Boy Meets World. Okay, so we have a pretty good... This is a Saturday, but there's... Why is there a Saturday lineup? Are we sure this is Saturday? Let me double check.
It was on Saturday. I was going to say back to Caitlin, too. I was Googling her, and she is like a millionaire now.
What?
Yeah, she is the CEO and something of a trucking company.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's like a CEO or something of a trucking company. She's like a millionaire.
Going to play a bumper from the Zoog Disney era. I take my commercials pretty seriously. No, not Bug Juice 3. Why are they doing this?
I tell you, the mouse doesn't play. He doesn't want you to even know that they had one before.
That's so not cool, man. That's not cool. All right, maybe this.
Tomorrow, on another episode of Bug Juice, our summer at camp.
Today is when the new campers come in.
It's the second session at Wasiata.
When I first walked into the cabin, they're all kind of just like staring at me.
And it's hard at first for some to accept the new kids.
I'm gonna miss my old cabin mate.
But while the girls find a way to accept the change,
it's like having a cabin full of sisters.
The boys are having a tougher time getting along.
He needs to learn how to clean.
Don't miss Bug Juice, our summer at camp. Tomorrow at 5:05, 4:05 Central, inside Zoog Disney.
I loved Zoog Disney.
That kid right there, I think he turned out to be a doctor, didn't he? Where are they now? I think that last kid turned out to actually be a doctor.
Yeah, I think that one girl, I think her name was Cammy, that comes in second session.
With the curly hair?
No, with the new girl that comes in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. I really liked her. Man, somebody please send me the full first season of this show. I'll be forever indebted to you. So it's an awesome summer show.
Did y'all have field day at school?
No, not that I remember.
Wow. Yeah, we had field day just outside pretty much all day almost. Picnics and just playing games outside. You know, it's like the last week of school, you know?
Yeah, that'd be fun. So basically, I just like to end the show by doing like a recommendation for a book, a movie, a podcast, or something like that that you've been enjoying.
It'd be nice if you would have told me this before to be prepared.
Okay, like anything that you've been like watching or listening to lately?
I mean, I listen to a good amount of podcasts. And I mean, of course, I listen to The Big Orange Couch, you know. Andrew Joey. I listen to them all the time. I'm into hip hop pretty much. And I'm from Houston. So the Ghetto Boys has a podcast that just came out last week. So I've been listening to that. What else am I listening to? I listen to a few wrestling podcasts, Jim Ross, Jeff Jarrett. He has a new one. But yeah, other than that, you know, that's about it. I'm not really watching anything in particular. Oh, I just started kind of watching DC. They have the Titans. They're Teen Titans, but it's real people. I guess not the cartoon Teen Titans. It's actually.
Okay. That sounds cool.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, nothing really, you know.
Those are pretty solid recommendations. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Another podcast I like to listen to is the Brilliant Idiots podcast too. So
that sounds familiar. Wait, what is that?
It's Charlemagne the God and Andrew Schultz. Their podcast together. They're pretty good.
Okay, I definitely have heard of that. So I'll just stay on theme and I'll say Space Junk too.
Okay, yeah, of course.
And that's a good book. If you like sci-fi and like adventure novels, I would say, and like comedy, probably pick up like, and you haven't read Space Junk, just pick up the first one and the second one. There's two installments, and one of the guys that's on Big Orange Couch wrote it, Andrew Bixler. And so I definitely recommend that. And I'll go with a podcast recommendation called Rogues Gallery. And it's just a breakdown of, basically it's a case file study of villains in horror movies.
Like a profile?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah. Everybody has a podcast now. I heard a commercial for Jamie Lee Curtis has a podcast now.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
It's, I wonder about what it's about.
It's about Friends or something like that, or I don't know. You have to Google it. When I heard her voice, I was like, oh, everybody just has one now.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, yeah, man, I really appreciate you doing this. I'm so glad that you remember this show as fondly as I do, because I don't know if everybody out there like remembers it, but it was definitely a good show.
No, I mean, anytime. I know we've been trying to make something happen for the longest, so.
Yeah, I'm glad we were finally able to record. Do you want people to be able to find you on social media?
Yeah, I mean, they can find me on Instagram, Cobra713. That's Kobra713 at Instagram.
Perfect. And I'll link
and also have a shop on eBay, Cobra_collectibles, which I try mostly right now is sports cars, but I need to make an Instagram for it, but I do a lot of like 90s and novel and stuff like that. So
yeah, you need to start posting that stuff to Instagram. That's awesome.
I know I needed to re-up because I had a lot of 90s stuff and I sold it all. I need to get some more stuff. It's mostly just sports cards on there right now. So
that's cool. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So if anybody is interested, definitely hit them up on Instagram. Perfect. And then we'll get you back on here eventually to do something.
Oh yeah. There's plenty for us to look at and do or whatever. Yeah. Plenty.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate it. Just stay in touch and otherwise have a good night.
Of course, you too.
All right, bye. See ya.
Was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes I
path I must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly. Ooh. Hey, 'cause I believe in you. Oh, if I can see it.